Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. I'm Trevor Castle. We're joined now by Central College softball coach George Wares. The Dutch have already embarked on their 2026 season off to a 2-0 start with a pair of victories this past Saturday up in Minnesota. Coach, thanks for joining us. Glad to get another season of Central College softball underway. I guess just kind of big picture, how are you feeling about things so far?
Thanks, Trevor. It's unusual to be talking on February, 18th, and having two games. And, the night before we went up, or during that week, we were at a men's basketball game, well, both women's and men's, and the Doties happened to come in. Okay. And we came up and talked to them, and they said, remember 4 years ago, Coach, we walked out of Rochester, and you said you're never going to go to a dome again? And I said, yeah, I did. But we just thought it would be good to get a couple in, you know, before we get outdoors. And you know, unfortunately, it was 60 degrees here, so we could have played outside, but feel good. You know, I think we played two, you know, they're not going to win the Minnesota League, but they're both quality teams. And, you know, so they tested us enough to, you know, if we played poorly, we weren't going to win. And we felt good about a lot of things, and yet we have a lot of things on our list now that we want to work on before we play our next game.
I would say this is the biggest maybe question mark year in quite some time with this program. I mean, of recent memory, lots of seniors, of course, the whole fifth year class from a couple of years ago. But, you know, this year there are some returners. There's definitely some names that people are going to recognize. But there are more, you know, open slots and transfers and things like that. So how have you approached this season trying to keep the culture that's been so important to Central softball with so many new faces and try to turning it into a winning team?
Well, the fall was, it's always important, but the fall was really important. And even then, it was a little bit of a struggle because two of our players in Underwood and Miller that know about the program and the culture, you know, weren't here to help because they were overseas. But we, I thought we got a lot done in the fall. And then now the, you know, last 3 years, we've had those extra days, you know, that we can use sporadically throughout the winter. And then we've got our two captains have been really good, you know, at helping bridge the gap between them and the other, quote, veterans and the new players, because some of those new players, be it freshmen or transfers, are going to have to help us. And I think we bridged it pretty well. I think it's kind of funny because we're playing, and I think the biggest thing everybody's worried about, what's the dugout going to sound like, you know, because you've got different faces there. You know, you had Anya forever, and you knew that if it got a little quiet, she had a button that she could push to make sure everybody's doing what they did. So that's kind of, you know, been passed on to somebody else. And but it'll get there. You know, you're right. This is the first time in a while, but we've had this before, and it's we don't coach any different. We still have the same expectation. You know, we just understand the learning curve is going to be a little bit more for freshmen. And even, you know, Sarah Stuffelbeam, she's a really good softball player. She's not a shortstop, you know, but she's becoming, I think when you're a really good softball player, you can play a lot of positions, you know, take away the pitching circle. And she had a really good defensively, a solid start. So, but even then, you know, you're learning new things and what we do, why we do it. And that's always been important to us as coaches. We don't just say and yell, do this. We tell them why. So if a fan hears me yelling, do this, well, there's always been an explanation as to why it's probably the best option in that moment. And but, you know, it's kind of a, you know, Coach O'Brien, I've done this a long time. I will say me more because I want to make sure people know that I'm older than she is. But it's refreshing sometimes, you know, to have new faces. And yet it's reassuring to have, you know, an All-American catcher behind the plate. It's reassuring to have, you know, arguably as good a third baseman and fill in the blank with some of the other people that we have back.
We're talking with Central College softball coach George Wares as the 2026 season is underway. Kind of a two-parter here. What are one or two of the biggest strengths of this year's team and one or two of the biggest question marks that you're still trying to answer?
I think it's probably all question marks, you know, in some ways because I think we have three or four things that could be a strength, but we don't know yet, right? I mean, we felt good about our pitching. I thought Jaden Hoosman, everything we worked on and what we wanted to see better was, you know, she threw seven innings through, I think, 90, 92 pitches, so pretty efficient. And eight of those were four on two intentional walks. So you got it down to 84 and she walked zero. And, you know, as importantly, she had very, very few three ball counts. So that's a huge step for her. And then we just wanted to see, and Riley Van White came in, and I think Riley is a known, you know, we're going to know when she goes in, after one or two batters, are you going to give us two or three more, or is it time to take you out? And she knows that. She's very well much aware of that. And we had two freshmen, Ella Moores from Arizona, and then Peyton Levine, who transferred in. She's a freshman, but she played the fall at Judson Community College. And they both had solid outings. And we saw, again, Peyton, you know, she missed very badly on a good hitter, and that was the home run. But she, three innings, she walked zero, struck out four. Ella threw a little over three, had a couple walks and no strikeouts. So the consistency there is in 14 innings, we walked two batters, you know, other than intentional walks. So I think that's going to be it's going to be a good starting point that might lead into a good strength point. Obviously, our infield looked really sharp, and as you'd expect, you know, you don't replace Haley Bach, and we've been telling whoever we play there, don't try to be Haley. Unfortunately, Sarah probably never saw Haley play, so she's not even thinking about it. So, you know, then Miller and Stars, you know, stepped up a notch, and obviously Hannah Higgins is who she is. So we feel good there. You know, I don't know if it's a weakness, but it's a growing curve in the outfield besides Carly. You know, Carly is the only veteran defensively, so we're still trying to figure out how we're going to go in right. And probably going to be a little more platooning there because we want, you know, to, you know, maybe our best defensive outfielder doesn't hit very well. Maybe our best hitting outfielder doesn't play defense very well. So a lot of those kind of things. And then I think the other strength is we're still going to be pretty explosive, to use that word, on the bases. You know, we've got some other people that can do some things. And the hardest thing for us as coaches is to try to figure out how best to go the nine. You know, first game we had Addie and Jaden next to each other, and that's not always good, you know, and some of the things we want to do. So I think figuring out who to put where, it's not so much who your best hitter is or weakest at the 7-8 or 2 or 3. It's to balance the lineup out, especially from a speed standpoint.
Couple more with Central College softball coach George Ware. We were talking before we came on the air about just trying to instill a winning mentality into this team. Can you just kind of tell our listeners what you're trying to accomplish?
Well, our program is, you know, when we recruit, we say part of our culture. Everybody talks about culture and, you know, togetherness and those kind of things and the academic piece. Of course, all that's important, but our culture is also defined by how many games we win. You know, we don't want to apologize for that. But I think if you don't articulate that well, especially to new players, they don't really know what that means. You know, it's not end result based, because if it is, the players play like, I have to win, I have to strike somebody out, I have to get a base hit. So we're trying to get our players to make winning plays. We're not trying to get them to be competitive, although two can go hand in hand. But, you know, sometimes when somebody's competitive, they think it's like, I got to try harder. No, sometimes you just have to try smarter. You know, it's not about swinging the bat harder or throwing the ball harder. It's about being smarter in your approach. And, you know, when we're talking off the air, you know, use an analogy. If you come up in the bottom of the first with bases loaded and two outs, you have an approach. If you come up in the bottom of the seventh with two outs, bases loaded, now the game's on the line, your approach should not be any different. And I think as athlete and coaches, we don't know how to make everything the same. We make one opponent bigger than the other. We make one inning bigger than the other. And it's just the wrong way to do it, in our opinion. So we're trying to get a consistency of, it doesn't matter if we're playing whoever the weakest team on our schedule might be, whoever that might be, or the best team. Obviously, we're going to scout, we're going to have some information, but as far as we do, what we do, it's the same thing. And softball is a beautiful sport in the sense that it's very team-oriented, but it's also about as individual as you can get. Because when you're up in the bottom of the seventh, you know, your teammates on base don't really matter, right? It's you and the pitcher. And if we flip that, and let's say Jaden's throwing and they have the bases loaded with two outs, you know, yeah, your catcher matters in that sense. But other than that, it's you now. You know, you do it. You don't do it, we're probably going to lose the game. And that sounds like, wow, pressure. It really isn't, when you get them to understand every day we practice is like another game. And you don't want to have a differential degree of importance. So that's why I was pleased with how we played. You know, we practiced very well, and we had a couple of umpires that it was like spring training to them, maybe. And some of the calls they made, that was apparent, but we didn't want that to impact us. You know, it wasn't going to be spring training to us. So we're excited, and we, you know, our goal is to get into the NCAA tournament, you know. And I think, I know this sounds a little harsh sometimes, but, you know, if we don't make postseason, not the conference tournament, but the NCAA tournament, you know, we feel like in the moment we failed. Now, we may look back and say that's not true, you know, because we had injuries or because things happened, but you know, that's what we do. And then once you get in the postseason, you're one of the 64. You know, you never know. So that's what we want to do. And yet we don't talk about that. We talk about, okay, now what do we got to do today? You know, we're going to go out and practice February 18th on our field, you know, in 60 degrees. What do we have to do today to make ourselves a little bit better? And when you keep that mindset, I think it allows you more likely to get to where you want to go at the end.
Well, no team has ever made the postseason more than the Dutch, and 2-0 start is at least on the right track. And March 6th is the first home date. I will believe that when I see it if this weather holds up. But, Coach, thanks so much for your time today. Best of luck down the road.
I appreciate it, Trevor. Now, there's a little more likelihood now than, you know, if you'd had a little bet going in December, January, March 6th, you probably could have taken about a 10% chance. Now we might be 50-50 at least. So thanks, Trevor.
George Ware is head coach of the Sceptre College softball team. I'm Trevor Castle on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.